Every day at Sierra, you'll find top brand apparel, footwear, and gear for 20 to 60% less than department and specialty store prices. And during clearance time at Sierra, those incredible prices are 40 divided by 2.5, carry the one, even lower. And when you shop clearance at Sierra, you can save a whole lot more on everything you need to get active and outside. That's a lot of saving. Epic brands, vast selection, teeny tiny prices. That's Sierra. Visit your local Sierra store today or shop online at sierra.com.
Today is why we wear the uniform.
ABC Tuesday, The Rookie returns.
To ensure the safety of all Angelenos.
Try not to mess it up.
I'll do my best.
But don't do your best. Do my best.
And for the first time ever.
This is a global operation.
It's an international sting.
LAPD has agreed to help the FBI track down terrorist targets.
Nothing like a day in the job to remind you how quickly life can change.
Get out of there.
The Rookie, season premiere Tuesday, 10, 9 central on ABC. Next day for Hulu subscribers.
Daily Wire Plus annual memberships are 50% off during our Black Friday sale.
That includes inside annual and all access memberships.
There's more to enjoy than ever before.
That means more new daily shows from the most trusted voices in conservative media. Uncensored, ad-free, and available an hour before you can see or hear them anywhere else.
More new series that capture conviction, courage, and the human story. More documentaries that challenge the culture and expose what's really happening.
And when we say premium, we're proving it with the long-awaited 7-part epic series, The Pendragon Cycle, Rise of the Merlin.
The Legend begins streaming January 22nd, 2026, exclusively on Daily Wire Plus.
All access members get early access to episodes 1 and 2 at Christmas Day.
50% off Black Friday is our biggest sale of the year.
It only happens once a year. When it's gone, it's gone.
Go to dailywire.com/subscribe and join now.
One of the most underrated rivalries in all of college football, it's the Egg Bowl. Mississippi State versus Ole Miss. The hate is strong. Can Mississippi State pull the upset? We will start at quarterback. Is Lane distracted? We answer all those questions on Credit Cup. One of the most underrated rivalries in all of college football, it's the Egg Bowl, the battle for the state of Mississippi. And you talk about SEC championship, playoff berth, possibly on the line for Ole Miss. We went through all the tiebreakers of how it could work out for Ole Miss. If you haven't checked that out, you need to check that out. And for Mississippi State, how about Jeff Levy in year two?
Yeah.
You want to make a statement? Go beat an Ole Miss team right now that is sitting at 10-1, a top 10 team in the country. So I want to get to the line, the spread, and all that stuff. But I just want to make sure everybody understands. Like, growing up in the state of Alabama, we know about the Iron Bowl. You know, obviously you're from Georgia, but you played at Michigan, former Michigan quarterback David Cone, Blaine Cram from Western Colorado, wide receiver. And you know about the game, sure. Obviously. You played in it. I just want everybody to understand the level of hate for Ole Miss and Mississippi State is as much as anywhere. Like, if you bottled up, you could probably drive about 35 miles with a gallon of hate from the Egg Bowl. And I'm telling you, Mississippi State's good enough, David, to put up a fight. But Blaine, quickly, what's the spread on this
one? Right now, the spread is sitting at Ole Miss minus 10.5. I believe this game is at Mississippi State, if
it
I'm
is.
Mistaken. Over-under sitting around 59.5 points. Some books have this game at minus 9.5. I wouldn't be surprised to see it at minus 11.5 in that range right there. I mean, look, you're walking into a two-possession spread right now for Mississippi State for the rivalry game at home.
Yeah, and David, I want to start with you on the fact that all the stuff that's going on off the field with Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
Like, what? And again, I'm not even saying, like, this is Lane's fault
no.
or something like that. But you see that Kewon Lacy, you know, and I saw the screenshot of it. I'll use alleged, but I saw this retweeted a tweet saying, you know, Lane Kiffin's going to ruin Ole Miss's season with all this stuff. Like, it just feels like there's a there. Like, what type of effect, especially if Mississippi State were to come out and throw a punch early, like, does that have any bearing on what we're going to see? Even with everything on the line for Ole Miss.
Let's see if any of that is true, if, you know, these rumors about flying around to interview for other coaching jobs, because one of the things I've been most impressed with this season is the job that Lane Kiffin has done with this team, particularly late in the season. They look focused. They're going to make the college football playoff, and there's still an outside chance they make the SEC championship game. Kudos to him in a year we thought they would take a step backwards. I've been defending him against the media who keeps asking these questions. Like, let this man man coach his team and make this college football playoff. Hopefully he's not adding into that by being at these different places. And I don't know what he wants to do. I don't know the guy personally. I don't have any inside information. And you can't fault him if he wants to go and take a different job. But I like Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss. I'm proud of what he's been able to do this year. And I can't believe how many great rivalry games we're getting this year with high stakes and implications. Games that already don't need him because they're that great. This is one. The Egg Bowl is an awesome game. It's going to be on a Friday. And this year, Mississippi State is going to host Ole Miss with a chance to go to a bowl game. You're talking about Jeff Lebby trying to take that next step. 5 wins on the season. You're trying to go to a bowl game, and you're trying to officially keep your biggest rival out of the conference championship game. Like, I love that for this edition of the game.
Yeah, and Blaine, kind of to that point as well, I think, and this is just respect I have for this rivalry and these two programs and the way they feel about each other. I actually think the hate level between Ole Miss and Mississippi State, let's just look at it through the prism of Ole Miss to Mississippi State, is so great that an off-the-field distraction with Lane Kiffin, the hate outweighs that. I also wonder, you know, if at some point a 10-2 Ole Miss gets in the college football playoff. Mm-hmm. Even if Ole Miss loses this game, I think they're in the college football playoff. Would they host? Probably not. That'd probably be taken away from them. But I think they're in regardless. But again, the hate, I think, outweighs the off-field distraction or the complacency of being able to, they don't want it. That what a sour way to
look. The hate was here long before Lane Kiffin started coaching it.
100%.
Like this is one of the funnest rivalry games to watch for me, because I think it's crazy, one, how Mississippi State can take cowbells into a stadium and get away.
They still let them do it.
Look, if it's us, our things are megaphones.
Yeah, so I don't know why we don't need megaphones.
But look, I'll tell you this. If you're Mississippi State, it hasn't looked great. You know, the last couple weeks, it hasn't been fantastic, but you could wipe that all clean, and Jeff Lake can make a huge move in the right direction for this Mississippi State program. And what a better chance than now. Lane Kiffin seen at LSU. Lane Kiffin seen in Gainesville. He's shopping around. He's in other people's DMs. There's so many distractions right now for Ole Miss, right? I don't know mentally where this team is. Like, I really don't. You say Kwon Lacy's retweeting this. I don't know if Lane hunkered these guys down in the locker room and told them what's really happened, but distractions matters when you're a player. And now in the NIL era, there's more distractions than ever. Can Mississippi State take advantage of that? I do think Mississippi State needs to come out, swing early, might need to come into halftime, winning the game. But the one thing about Lane Kiffin and this Ole Miss team this year, even with all the distractions, there's been some
they
before.
They found a way.
They've handled business, right? They've handled business this year, and we're not used to seeing that. Lane Kiffin usually drops one against a team he's not supposed to. Will that be against Mississippi
State? Well, okay, but let me ask you this, though. With this one in particular, that dropped one like Kentucky at home a year ago. That ended up keeping you out, right, from the college football playoff perspective. With this one in particular, though, how much are the players going to be thinking, okay, we're going to make the college football playoff, even if we lose this game. And honestly, not going to the SEC championship game, that's fine with us, so we don't have to play next week. I hate that line of thinking, but will that creep into this game?
See, I don't think so, because the rivalry is so fierce.
I hope so.
Like, yeah. I think that sanitizes any of that. Now, look, if Ole Miss was saying, let's say Ole Miss was going to play at Florida or something this last week, you could maybe talk me into that. You could, especially if something bad happens early or something like that. I could maybe see that. There is no way in this game. And in the comments, I'm sure most Ole Miss fans and Mississippi State fans can come together to agree that the hate sanitizes any one of, well, you know, we really don't have to do this. Like, it's not even, you're not trying to just win. You're trying to embarrass them. That's the thing. You want to embarrass them. You want to bring them out to everybody in the village, drag them to the street, throw vegetables at them, call them names, all type of stuff like that, shave their heads, whatever.
You guys ever heard of the bearskin hoodie?
Have I heard of it?
Whoa.
I'm wearing it, son.
Look at that.
Feel like Cruella DeVille.
Tell them about
here.
The bearskin hoodie, son.
I'll tell you about it. Smart people are locking in their winter gear right now. This is hands down the best time to prep for the coming winter. For some of y'all, it's already here. It's November. Walk outside. Bearskin's running a 60% off deal, but only if you get the hoodie early. This thing's built like a tank. I've used it in Ireland.
Look at that.
We've used it now. Heck, I mean, it's cold in Nashville.
Yeah.
Right? So we've tested it out.
Not for me, because I got a hoodie.
Well, yeah, and you're 9 feet tall, so you're closer to the sun. You'll get free U.S. shipping, fast delivery, and you've locked in your winter gear already. That's a win-win. So do yourself a favor. Text the word crane to 36912 to lock in that 60% off. I just realized how funny that joke was. Again, that's C-R-A-I-N. You text it to 36912. You'll get a link sent straight to your phone so you can check it out later if you're busy right now. So don't wait until you're freezing to realize your hoodie sucks. Get a bearskin now while it's 60% off. Be cool like me. Text Crane, C-R-A-I-N, to 36912. I want to get to the on-the-field stuff. And I actually want to start with Mississippi State because we've got a little bit of a quarterback battle brewing here. And the Mississippi State fans that I've talked to, I've got some either way. You look at Kamario Taylor, that thing they got that comes in that has a ton of talent, doesn't have a lot of experience. You can see the good things sometimes, not super consistent. Where is he at being able to read multiple looks that he's going to get from Pete Golding right now, if he was going to be the guy? Blake Chapin, on the other hand, does have a lot of experience. He's won some big games. But look, he's made a lot of mistakes, too. I mean, you go back and look at some of the wide-open receivers he's missed in big moments, too. I think there's some questions there. And he's gotten hurt a lot in the running element. While Chapin can run, it is a totally different animal with Kamario Taylor. I think you're going to see both of them. That's what I think you're going to see. But you know, David, with your opinion, the little bit that we've seen, who would you start? Who would you send out?
Well, I really like Blake Chapin. I like a lot of the things that he's able to do. But again, adding that running element, and if Mississippi State's at a point where it's like, well, we tried the one thing, you know, there's a little bit of the Auburn element to it, even though I think Blake Chapin has played much better than what Jackson Arnold did throughout the season. But part of that, too, where it's like, okay, do you feed the hot hand in a sense? At some point, it's like, you need to go out there and be efficient, though, and getting the ball to playmakers like Brennan Thompson, like, that's a good way to do it.
Yeah. Can you be, the question with Kamario Taylor is, can you be balanced on offense? I don't know if
Without
he throws
mistakes.
The ball well. Yes. And then all of a sudden, you know, he's the type of guy that can go break a 40-yard run, but then throw a pick six the next play and make. And a lot of young guys, dude, that's how it works at quarterback for green guys. It doesn't matter how big you are or talented. Like, it's the mental part of the game takes a little bit more time because things are moving faster. I mean, for Jeff Lebby's stuff to be ran at maximum efficiency, I just don't see how Kamario Taylor could go out there and take every snap and do that.
I'm playing Kamario Taylor every single snap of this football game.
Okay.
That's just me. I think he gives you the best chance to win and to be the most explosive, to be honest. I know he's not super fundamental and fluid when it comes to the passing
game.
He's
not polished. Right?
Yeah, I mean, he was 4-5 against Missouri. I believe he broke like a 40-yard run. This kid's going to be a stud now.
No, he's a monster.
Like, if you can see, if you watch this kid play against Missouri, he's going to be something special. And I do think if you're Mississippi State in this game, the more you can run, the better. I mean, the less you can give Ole Miss and this Lane Kiffin offense the ball, the better. You can just absolutely bleed that clock, limit possessions. So if it's me, I'm putting Kamario Taylor out there. And another thing, this offensive line of Mississippi State has not been good. Yeah. Every time I watch a Mississippi State game, Blake Chapin is getting picked up off the ground in shambles. Put that 6'4", 230-pound freshman from Macon, Mississippi in there, and sometimes you just have to duck your head and go get it, brother.
Yeah, Cone, on the Ole Miss side, I do think, like, for Mississippi State to win this game, it's going to have to be like a shootout win. Like, that's just the way it feels for me. Because I don't think Ole Miss, this Mississippi State defense, it's got the personnel enough to be able to stop Lane Kiffin's offense for four quarters or two out of four quarters. I think if Mississippi State's going to win this, it's going to be a 37-34.
We've seen them put up points, and we've seen Ole Miss's defense give up points. Yeah. So,
I mean, I don't think Ole Miss, Lane's not going to change anything. I don't think he's got to go into his bag of tricks. Can Mississippi State stop Kawan Lacy? Because if you can't stop Lacy, they're going to cook your ass up and down because they got a running quarterback.
I hope we get a good one in this one, man.
I think we're going to get a good one. We want to know what you guys think in the comments, so please let us know. Happy Egg Bowl. Happy Rivalry Week. Check out all of our previews that we've got coming up as well. Again, I know we got a week until it's here, but we wanted to go ahead and give you the good news in the state of Mississippi.